Worthy.mtv.com. Standing 5 feet 1 inch tall, but towering head and shoulders over her fellow entertainment bloggers. Out of James Madison University, with her finger on the pulse of pop culture and her eye on the stars, MTV's buzzworthy blogger, Tamar Anatai.
All right. Hello, Tamar, and Happy New Year.
Hello, friends. Happy New Year to you.
The New Year. What's going on at the Buzzworthy blog?
So much. There's so much baby news, I can barely keep up.
Well, yeah. Is there more baby news than I know about, I guess? Obviously, there is.
Well, we've got the big one to talk about. I just jumped right into it because this is such a major piece of information.
Yes, she may be married to another man, but that will not stop her. She's a Kardashian from having a child with someone else. That's
She's
right.
She's a machine.
God bless Kim Kardashian for all the news she gave us in 2012, and here's hoping she gives us a bunch in 2013.
Right, and I love how, like, when it was announced, it was, like, just on the cusp of the end of the year, and you're like, no, we're not, like, you're going to be keeping up with the Kardashians well into 2013. It doesn't end in 2012.
So... Boy,
we just keep going.
It's just a weird. It's such a weird deal, but it's so appropriate.
It's so appropriate. It's so perfect.
It is.
They're so perfect for each other.
But she knows she can't back out of this pregnancy, right? Like she did every, you know, her wedding, her marriage, a couple other relationships.
Yeah, she can't fake this. It's hard.
She can.
No. It'd just be tough.
After 72 days, you cannot file for an unpregnancy.
But I get this like. Spidey sense, and I'm usually right about this kind of thing, that this is like meant to be at least for a year or two.
She can't give the kid back.
The relationship.
Okay. Yeah, that'd be.
Although, you know, part of me wonders, I'm like, you know, babies are expensive. Are they financially like in a place to be able to support a baby? Is one of them going to have to work and the other one will stay home?
Doesn't she get like $10,000 per tweet?
She made six figures just to show up at a Vegas club the other night.
I know, I'm totally kidding. I mean, she could like afford every baby on the planet. Like, she could keep every child on this planet in daycare for the rest of their lives. You know, they could turn 18 and still be in the fanciest top daycare.
That's
how much money Kim Kardashian has.
Yes.
I mean, I'm no accountant, but I think that they have the money thing taken care of. But they seem like they seem like a happy couple, happy to be together, and I'm sure they'll be.
Tamar. Of course they're happy. They're rich.
They're rich. They're attractive. They don't have to fly coach. What else do you need?
Diddy went back to flying coach, didn't he? Years ago.
I thought Diddy had his own plane.
He sold it. He flies Southwest now.
Oh, cool.
Bags fly free.
Well, it's good that you guys have something in common.
Yeah. did.
I don't know. Well, okay, so what other baby news you got that's...
What's the name of this baby?
Gonna be?
Kim Ye's baby.
Well, yeah, right now, in my mind, it's baby Kim Ye, but we don't know if it's a boy or a girl yet.
Maybe it's twins.
They're going to have to outdo Blue Ivy. We know that. Maybe Poison Ivy, right? That would probably... Ivy would fit in better for their kid.
Well, did you see that one dress she was wearing in Vegas?
No.
It looks like kind of like a Poison Ivy. It's like half see-through. She's like half naked but pregnant, whatever. She's letting it all hang out. But I wonder if it's a girl. I wonder if they'll name it after Kanye's late mother.
What was her name?
Donda.
I'm going to have to pass on that one. No disrespect to the dead.
Going to say, come on. The poor lady passed away unexpectedly.
Maybe give her one of her middle names.
This just in. Tomorrow, a lot of people died this year, and I don't really feel any need to name my kid after him.
Dick Clark West.
That's
got a nice ring to it.
But that's Kanye's mother.
Yeah.
You know, that's like it's like a personal thing. You know, he was very close with her, so I wouldn't be surprised if there was some kind of a like memorial or tribute in the name.
Yeah, middle name. That's what middle names are reserved for, right? Dead relatives?
Could be. But, you know, I'm just really hoping that, like, I mean, you know, like, Kim has babies in the family with her sisters. I'm just hoping, like, Scott Disick isn't, like, the babysitter.
You know
what?
Did Chloe have a baby yet?
No.
Chloe and Lamar?
No. She's not had a baby yet. I mean, yet. Sorry. Well,
she has a baby.
I just said baby Yeti.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
That's so funny because that was like a Freudian slip because she is a Yeti.
That
was
so
funny.
Exciting.
I thought you did that on your own.
I did. I was just kidding. Okay, so I mind freak myself by mind freaking you, and then I mind freak myself back.
Awesome.
You know what's amazing to me about this whole thing is, and the really sad commentary on this family? And you can argue
Where do we begin? Where are we going to begin?
Well, you can argue all you want, but it's the truth, and I don't care what anyone says. I'm absolutely right on this. I'm sure of not many things, but I'm sure of this. Scott Disick is the voice of reason in that collection of idiots. He is the most stable person in that whole group, and that speaks volumes.
Well, what about the little ones, Kendall and Kylie? They're like
they're 12. I don't know. They're 12, and they're already skanking themselves out in these risque photos because of their mom. I mean, no, they're not. Scott is the voice of reason. He is the most stable person, and he's a recovering alcoholic. The defense rests, Your Honor.
Well, he's a recovering alcoholic that I think that still has some drinks from time to time.
Well, look, if I was him, I'd have to drink, too. You want to put up with that fame without booze? I don't. I have to drink just watching the show on TV once a week.
Bruce Jenner seems like a pretty stable guy. We had him on the show one time.
You know what? I agree, but Bruce is actually being warped because of that sicko that he's married to. She's a cuckoo, and you can't avoid it. Luckily, Courtney is the least crazy of the sisters, and that's...
I'm Team Chloe.
Oh, no. See, yeah, you're like my stepmom. My stepmom loves Chloe.
I just think she's hilarious, and she tells it like it is. I feel like she's the voice of reason. She'll call Kim on her ish.
Yeah, she's a big giant idiot. I don't know. She's gotten better. I will say that. She's gotten better. I think Lamar's been a good influence on her. Okay, we just spent more time talking. You know what?
Aren't you glad I called? Well, we have to make up for last time. I haven't talked to you guys in like a hot minute.
That's a lot of Kardashian.
What'd you do for New Year's? Did you go down and watch the ball drop?
No, I did not. I was at home having a party in the comfort and privacy of my own home, and we rented a karaoke machine, which was really fun.
Nice. Yes. What's your go-to karaoke song?
Just
some more beer time?
No.
What's that?
She doesn't.
Never mind.
You know what I like to... you know what? This is always a crowd pleaser. Alanis Morissette's You Oughta Know. Because you can pretty much just scream the whole song.
Right.
Wow.
Good.
That's...
Do you get in character?
Oh, totally.
Bite an apple, take your clothes off, stuff like that?
I wouldn't go that far, but I do the
cover
whole,
of her album.
Whip your hair back and forth.
I had a girl.
I got to grow my hair out in 2013 so I can sing Alanis Morissette.
Yeah, exactly.
I thought you'd be more like It's a Raining Men, belt out one of those tunes.
I did that. Wait, I totally did that one,
I could see
too.
You doing it.
Wow.
Oh, my God, that's so creepy.
See how well we know you now? It's been, 2 years?
I'm uncomfortable with the whole thing.
Something like that. I feel like you're monitoring, surveilling me? Like Homeland? You guys watch Homeland?
It's called Facebook stock.
Okay, pretty much.
Speaking of Facebook stock, still in the toilet at last check.
That was a good one. You've been working on your funny.
Oh, my material's been unbelievable. I've slept since then.
Unfortunately, he's used up all his good stuff for 2013 already.
I'm out!
So,
he's
done.
Going on a high note.
But wait, so let's get back to this baby news.
Yep.
Did you guys are Chris Allen fans, I assume, right?
Oh, but no bigger two Chris Allen fans than these two guys in this studio.
He's a hometown hero.
Yep. He listens to the station once in a while, I've been told.
He is expecting a child.
Great.
Chris, you got a little baby in your belly. You never look so good.
He was just in a car accident with his pregnant wife and his dog. Apparently, they're all fine, but he's in the hospital and scheduled... for surgery.
How'd I miss this?
Really?
Where is he? Is he not? Where's he living now?
Oh, I don't know.
What kind of surgery?
I think he's having surgery on his arm or something.
Oh man.
Well, yeah.
We wish him well.
Get well soon.
But yeah, I guess it sounds like it was a pretty bad, scary thing. He was hospitalized. His wife was hospitalized, but they're okay. And he announced via Twitter that he was both in a car accident, but everyone was okay, and that they are expecting a baby. So,
That's a lot going on, man. Chris, get better soon, my man.
Come on, buddy.
Yeah, how come stuff like that always happens to guys like Chris Allen, but guys like Chris Brown will walk away scot-free for the rest of their lives?
It's an interesting question.
I mean, can't we smash his arm up in a car wreck? I mean, it just seems appropriate.
I can't advocate that kind of violence.
Yeah, I can't advocate this kind of violence. I don't know if you heard this or not, Tamar, but I actually quietly and privately in my office today cheered when I heard this story. This is a terrible thing for me to say in a very unchristian way for me to start my 2013.
Okay.
But I'm sorry.
But
I think the group of people who take pictures of celebrities, and again, it's one thing to take pictures and do your thing. I understand everybody wants to make a living. I got no problem with that. But the people who get in the face and ask the stupid questions and stalk them all over the place, I got no use for these people. So I quietly was sort of amused when I heard that a photographer was killed by a car last night while attempting to take pictures of what he thought was Justin Bieber being pulled over by cops in his white Ferrari, according to this report that I'm reading.
Yeah.
That's the whole deal. So the guy got hit while he's trying to take a picture of Justin Bieber.
It was a pap?
And it wasn't even his... Yes.
It was a pap?
Yes. And I'm sorry. I know I should be more sympathetic or kind or something, but I just don't. These are the lowest scum of the earth in the world.
Well, Tamar, you would know more about this. I've seen or heard stories where if celebrities really want to stay away from the camera and the paps, they know where to go. But they also know where to go to get harassed. Some of these, like, big time
clubs. Why does Jennifer Aniston always have pictures of herself in a bikini when she would clearly have no reason to want that?
Because she's a genius.
Yeah, she knows where to go to get good pictures of her in a bikini.
No, I mean, apparently, especially in parts of L.A., you know, in Hollywood, there are, like, you know, L.A. celeb hotspot restaurants and clubs where, like, you know, they know they're going to be spotted there. Also,
Mr. Chang's, the name of it?
Yeah, well, you know, those Ivy, whatever, like those places that you see on TMZ, like those are magnets. And obviously, if you're going to those places and you're going in the front door.
What about the McDonald's in Van Nuys? I mean, is that a good place to get
pictures?
I've
heard that you can totally slip by, order a couple of Happy Meals, and no one will ever know.
Okay.
They'll be none the wiser. But also, I feel like, you know, like they memorize your car, your license plate. And if you're driving a Ferrari, like that's you're kind of a magnet. Like you're easier to spy. You're easier to spot. None of it is an excuse for what happened. Which I think it's really sad. And speaking of like paparazzi, I've heard a lot of them. You know, everyone's like, oh, you can get $1 million for a photo. But a lot of these guys are like people who don't. You know, it's like a job that they take because they don't have a lot of other options. Some of them are undocumented workers. So a lot of them are just like. You know, they're not even, like, skilled photographers.
Yeah, right. So what they can to pay the bills.
Yeah, exactly. They're trying to make money. They're trying to support their family. They're supporting, you know, they might be supporting people back home wherever they're from. Mm. You know, so it's sad. I might feel a little different if I was a celebrity and, you know, you have a camera in your face at all times. But, you know, it's their job, just like it's Justin Bieber's job to entertain. And it is sad that you can sort of profit off of, a picture of someone in a car.
Okay, I'm not actually happy that somebody died. I mean, obviously. But you know what I'm saying. It's just I have no compassion for these people. Here's my thing. There are plenty of photo opportunities of these celebrities. And if I see Justin Bieber twice a week because he's actually at public events twice a week, whether it's a concert or an award show or some other thing, he's going to support Selena Gomez for a book signing. I don't know, whatever it is. That's enough.
That's bull.
I don't need to see Justin.
That's bull. You're such a liar.
I don't need to
You don't want to see. What would you rather see? Him scarfing down some beef lo mein with a noodle coming out of his mouth, or would you rather see him all prettied up on the runway?
I don't need to see him eating beef lo mein.
You want to see these people doing things that you do.
I don't need
I assume nobody wants to see what you do.
I assume that they eat and use the bathroom, Pat. I assume that they have hairs on their back, too. They just have a really good laser person that takes them off.
Reese Witherspoon does not use the bathroom.
She doesn't.
I agree, yeah. I don't think I don't think Taylor Swift does either. I'm positive she does.
Okay, look, when you live on kale, I suppose you don't have to go to the bathroom a whole lot. I don't know
actually, if you live on kale, you're probably going to be living in the bathroom.
Okay, good point. Good point. All
that's
right.
Disgusting.
Sorry, I don't know. I've never eaten it. I'm going to try to get healthy in 2013, but that's neither here nor there.
You could eat fried kale. That's a delicious
What's our next? I would have to down here, yes. It would be drenched in butter soup.
Kale and bacon.
Yes. What is that, butter soup with kale? What's our next award show?
Well, we've got the Grammys coming up in February.
Okay.
Who's hosting?
I don't know who's hosting. I don't know who's hosting the Grammys. That's
crucial.
A good question. I just know that they're February 10th.
I'm ready for them.
I'm ready for them, too. I want to see Fun win.
Fun. I do love Fun. Some nights.
Fun, period.
Some nights they win.
Frank Ocean. I'm into those guys.
Okay. I have a story here about it's the lowest grossing movie of 2012. Give me a range. What do you think? How much money?
Don't make me guess. I knew you were gonna make me guess.
I'll make both of you guess, and you look stupid. How much do you think the lowest grossing movie of 2012?
Major
made?
Motion picture release, not some documentary piece of crap that was in 9 theaters.
Okay.
The lowest grossing movie of 2012.
Is it
starred
a major?
Christian Slater.
Okay.
Okay?
Well.
Starred Christian Slater.
It could be a story, a documentary about the decline of his career.
The name, the name of it was Playback.
And it actually came out this year. You're asking me how much it made. I'm going to say $118,000.
Oh, no. It had to be more than that. Has anything made less than $1 million ever?
Well, you just sprung this on me.
Final answer.
I'm going to say $1 million.
Okay, you say $1 million. Tamar says 117. Playback cost $7.5 million to film and produce, but it only grossed $264. $264 it grossed.
That's a straight to DVD release that never made it in the red box.
No, wait, but I mean, did they pull it out after, like, just like the first scene?
It was started in one single cinema for one single week.
Oh, wow.
$264. That is not even the record.
They didn't even give that thing a chance to breathe a little.
No.
Poor Christian Slater. He can't catch a break.
You know what the record is? In 2006, Katherine Heigl's Zizix Road grossed $30.
How is that even possible?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. How do you even release something that makes $30?
I didn't know it was going to make 30.
Well, but if it even gets released, how can it make $30?
They planned on it. They're like, I figured it would make at least $40, like, but $30 is just unacceptable.
I mean, I could make a movie right now, and it would make more than that, because, I mean, some idiots in the world will buy 4 or 5 copies of it.
Who do you think is the person or people, what, $8 like per ticket, 30?
That's never was released to a theater. That's like 2 DVD sales.
This one was in a theater. $264 was in a theater.
That's not possible.
It's possible, and it happens.
That's impossible.
It seems impossible.
It does, but okay. Sometimes the possible really happens. I mean, it is.
Are you on makebelieve.com again? That didn't seem possible.
I feel like there's a payback, like there's a joke in there, like, you know.
How can you two argue with facts? I have solid numbers here. Not only is it possible, it happened.
Rupert's taking issue with my documentary comment.
Documentary.
Rupert in the ground says, why must a documentary that's only played in 10 theaters be a piece of crap, Justin? Don't be a caveman. Truth that. I'm a documentary fan. Pat and I both love documentaries. We do all we can to support them and promote them. What I'm saying is, was this a major motion picture?
Apparently not. It grossed $264.
Well, no, it's a major motion picture. They spent
$7 million
on it.
$7.5 million.
Well, probably $6.5 million of that was Christian Slater's paycheck, so...
Do you think he got like 13 cents of that? You know, like I'm sure part of his
residuals.
His payback.
I want my residuals.
Yeah.
The movie's called, what was it called?
Playback.
Playback, okay.
Yep.
Not payback.
Not payback, right.
Thank you, Rupert, for properly chastising me. I don't feel that way. I thank you. Ben says, if a member of the PAP is hit by a car, is that considered a PAP smear?
Oh, no.
Ew.
You can use that one. Feel free. Okay.
Arkansas, y'all are rowdy today.
How about three things? Three things you're looking forward to in 2013. Three things in 2013, Tamar, that you are looking forward to in this coming year.
Oh, okay. Well, obviously the first one is Baby Kimye.
Yes.
I mean,
do you think that's the sign of the apocalypse? Is that what the Mayans were truly looking for?
Well, no, because it's happening in 2013. Is there like a statute of limitations? I want to think that there isn't a statute of limitations.
No.
The Mayans, I feel like, you know, it was either a lie. I don't know if that whole thing was just a construct.
Right.
Or they just didn't plan very well, but I want to believe that it's over. We don't have to hear about it anymore. No offense to anyone of, I don't know, Mayan heritage.
Yeah.
Maybe Mayan?
You can. Incas, right? Down
yeah,
there.
Exactly. But I, you know, I'm glad the whole thing, you know, didn't go off as planned. I think that I think that Baby Kimye is a gift from above.
I think it is
a gift from on high.
I'm gonna say it's a gift from below. But go on. What else you got?
Oh man, I have to throw in the 2013 MTV Movie Awards, which are going down Sunday, April 14th.
Can I ask you something about the movie? The Great Gatsby, when is that going to come out? I was looking forward to it coming out on Christmas, but it's been pushed back, right?
Oh, yeah, it's been pushed back, and I think Jay-Z is working on some of the soundtrack, right, or the score?
I'm not sure. I'm just excited about that film.
Me too. Are you guys big Leo fans?
Love Leo.
Love Leo.
Love Leo, too.
Have you seen Django Unchained yet?
I saw Les Mis instead because I was afraid that, like, since it's Tarantino, it would just be like a ton of exploding heads.
Yeah, there's a lot less blood and a lot less N-bombs dropped in Les Mis, I'm assuming.
Yeah, about zero N-bombs, thankfully.
Yeah.
But I am gonna see Django because I heard it was just incredible. So apparently Gatsby is supposed to be May, but I don't know, did it get pushed back?
I know it was from its original release date.
Oh.
So maybe May is hopefully going to be the final.
Yeah, I saw a trailer for it, and it looked incredible.
Yeah.
I'm really excited for it. So that'll be my third, is Great Gatsby with Leo as the eponymous Gatsby.
Cool. Yeah, I'm excited.
Gatsby. I look forward to that.
I do, too.
I look forward to many more visits in 2013 with you, Tamar. I hope we have fewer missed dates than we had in 2012. It was a very busy year for all of us.
Fewer missed connections, if you will.
There is no doubt.
Well, it was good to talk to you guys again. Happy New Year.
Thank you for all your hard work.
Happy New Year.
And we appreciate you. We'll talk to you again soon.
And as soon as we get a due date, I'm going to make a countdown clock and send it to you for baby Kanye.
I think that's a great idea. We'll post it to our website.
I think that's what the world needs.
All right. Very good. Appreciate you.
All right. Have a good week, you guys.
Take care. See you. Happy New Year.
Later.
Bye. You
Thank
too.
Thank you. El Guapo on the Keithley.